Oh, hey, Shane.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Man, you know, I've had better weeks. Hopefully some new music will fix that. How about yourself?
I'm pretty good. I just spilled my coffee everywhere.
Everywhere?
Which, everywhere. Like, anybody that knows me will vouch that I'm not the neatest, tidiest, cleanest person. I'm a little all over the place at times, but I don't know what's going on with me this week. Just like 2 days ago, I spilt red wine all over the same area that I just spilt the coffee.
Yesterday,
ordered some Chinese food. It was great. Was really like getting down on it. My cat also was trying to get down on it. Somehow jumped up on the like coffee table because you have to, when you're eating Chinese food, you have to like watch something on the TV at the same time, right? Like, you have
of course.
To, right? So World Series is on, go Dodgers, and the cat, yeah, jumps on, and I'm like yelling at the cat, and I go to, you know, grab the cat, and with its last remaining claw, it pulls the whole, mat, what the hell is it called? Like under the food mat, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And luckily the food didn't go everywhere, but my glass of water did. So I'm talking like three major spills in 3 days. So my week's not going great either, Mike.
Hopefully this week's new music will make us better. It'll stop the spills. It'll fix whatever's going on in my head. And we'll get back on track.
Well, you mean that the new Poppy EP didn't help you with that?
I mean, we can talk about this now.
Can we please?
We can talk about this later.
Music to Scream To by Poppy, which was a surprise release. Am I correct?
Yeah, it was a surprise release yesterday. So we record on Tuesday, obviously, or on Wednesday. It came out on Tuesday. And I don't know if you know me, Poppy is one of my like favorite recent artists. Like, I've really kind of discovered her this past year. I went through and listened to her discography, and she's got these weird EPs where she releases like, what friends have been telling me is it's called noise music.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really understand what that is. Like, I do, it's noise and it's supposed to sound kind of like music, but not expecting that because I didn't recognize the trend in the titles. This is one of the absolute most unexpected and worst things I've heard all year.
It's really bad.
It is I don't know my vibe.
I don't know how to say it without just, you know, coming right out and saying it. I mean, the intro track was kind of nice. I was like, okay, this
about 50 seconds.
I'm feeling like a little bit of vibe. Then the next song was pretty much just really aggressive kick drum, followed by that's about 8 minutes long, followed by a song that's pretty much just feedback, and then later on in the record there was one that just sounded like really glitched out video game noises.
Yeah, like I think the way I tried to describe it is like she took a bunch of different sound effects from like random video games and movies and stuff like that, and just tried to like compile it and mash it together in order to like talk to aliens or something. That's how it sounds to me.
It's like, it's unlistenable. I will say that. I mean,
yeah,
I don't want to come down too hard on it, and maybe there's some kid out there saying okay boomer to me. But I just don't know. I don't see it, man. I don't see how anybody could put this on and like jam out to it. It's long too. It's like a full-length
like
record.
Minutes.
And yeah, I'll tell you, there's a lot of good songs on this EP. Just avoid any of the ones that are called Scream and you'll be
yeah,
fine.
Yeah, for sure. Like,
they're all called Scream, by the way. That was my joke,
like,
if you don't know. But
I feel
hey.
Like this is my moment where is it me who's out of touch? No, the children are wrong. Like, that's what's going on in my head when I listen to this. I don't know.
I think this is just a release to get us talking, and congratulations, Poppy. You have done that.
Yup. You want to talk about something good that came out recently?
Let's talk about it.
So obviously, I screwed up a little bit, and the new I Don't Know How But They Found Me album comes out this week.
Don't be so hard on yourself, I'm sure, Mike.
It happens. I'm sure we will talk about this that album next week, though. But we had another really anticipated album last week. What did you think of the new album, Big Vibe by Seaway?
Oh, it's great. I really, really liked the album. I wasn't
100% agree.
I wasn't surprised that I loved it so much. I feel like everything that they've done is great. And the last record, Vacation, I mean, that's like, you know, over the last few years. I shouldn't say last album because I know
they had another album.
But yeah, it's really turned into kind of like a classic in the pop punk genre now. So I thought it was cool what they did. You know, they kind of changed things up a little bit. This is a little more like a synthy 80s sort of influence on it. But what I love most about Seaway is the songs and the lyrics. And for me, that's still there. And, you know, you can always count on them for just, their lyrics are cute, you know? Like, and I really like that about the band. I think that really sets them apart from others in the genre.
Yeah, a lot of the bands now, their lyricism is, like, it's very upfront, and it's just kind of, they embrace all the sad and everything in life. But Seaway finds this way to, yeah, they sing about the sad once in a while on some other tracks, but a lot of the tracks, they just find these little snippets of happiness, and I think that's really special.
Absolutely.
One of the things that I kind of noticed as I was listening to this, because obviously Vacation is probably one of my favorite pop punk albums of all time. And that album, I always just imagine I'm on the beach listening to it.
Of course.
But with the addition of like the synth and everything like that, this album, I almost get that like nostalgic feeling from it. Where like, if you remember in like the 80s or 90s movies when they had like flying shots of the like car driving to the beach and everybody's having fun and they got the surfboard out the back seat. Like that's kind of how this album vibed with me. Like I think the name of the song is like Miss David and stuff like that. And even Brain in a Jar, they all just kind of fit that. Like we're on the way to do something fun, but we can have fun while we're doing that too. Like,
there you go.
I don't know. I loved it though. Great album. Yeah.
No, I'm picturing you, Mike, with your, well, maybe not a surfboard, maybe not a convertible, maybe taking a Ford Explorer down to the Detroit River.
Yep, 100%. Those are my stomping grounds, you know? I mean.
Yep, head past the dilapidated Joe Louis Arena and whatever else is down there. No, but no, great release from Seaway and... it kind of weaseled its way into number one, and I think we're going to give you a check mark for that one, Mike.
Yeah, I think it, honestly, any other week where, like, I didn't think I Don't Know How was coming out, it would have been a number one. If I Don't Know How had come out, it still would have been number two, but I think there's a lot of merit to that album, and I think it's going to sit high on a bunch of people's top 10 lists this year.
Well, it's the I Don't Know How record is going to be a little bit on your shit list, though, right? I mean, it's going to have to take a lot to wow you, I think, now that this release day debacle.
I mean, it happens. It's partially my fault for not looking and checking, which I did check everything this week. So, we're great. But it's also, I mean, this is one of my favorite up-and-coming bands still, and... I 100% can't wait to hear it. And they did give us another single last week still, and that single was good. So I've heard four out of the however many songs in the album now. They're all amazing. So should be a good time still.
All right. Well, let's get into this week's top five. And I'm excited to see what you've picked out for us, Mike. Let's start with number five.
So number five, coming out of the UK with their new album, Moral Panic, I've got Nothing But Thieves. Kind of a massive band right now. Have you heard of these guys?
Yeah, no, I'm a little surprised they're on your list, Mike, because, you know, you're not a huge indie guy. I would say this band
really
is absolutely
not
an indie rock band, and you're not a huge indie guy, so I'm glad you're branching out a little bit here.
Yeah, I mean, this band, they kind of remind me of some other bands that I might have even seen this band at Riot Fest or something, but they kind of remind me of a lot of bands that I have seen at Riot Fest, kind of like Cleopatrick and or a band like, they reminded me of a couple weeks ago we had the Hunna. It's that kind of vibey indie that's like errs onto the side of alternative as well. And I think from all the singles that I've heard, the lyricism is just great. The instrumentalism is there and engaging, but nothing more than needs to be said. And I honestly wasn't going to put this record on until last week. I actually heard a new single from them, and I'm looking it up right now because I can't remember the name, and it's going to kill me if I don't remember. But they put out a new single last week, and everything I had just kind of been like okay with, but this new single Phobia came out, and I was like, oh, now I'm kind of interested for this album and to see where this song that I really like kind of fits in.
Yeah, it's a great pick. A band that, you know, they haven't been around a long time. What is this? Is this their third album now?
Yeah, I think it is.
And yeah, they made a little bit of a splash when they came out, you know, and now they've kind of wrote it, you know, and it's, I always respect a band that's just a hardworking band. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, hey, they're putting out album three and they've developed a really great fan base. So it's great to see Nothing But Thieves in the number five slot.
Yep. Can't wait for it.
Number four.
So number four is a little bit of an interesting pick because we just had the new Machine Gun Kelly album, right?
Oh, and we did. People are still talking about this record like it came out today. I mean, it's unreal.
I know, it's absolutely wild. But so kind of in a similar vibe, do you know who Travis Mills is?
Yeah, I do. I know. I remember him as like T Mills, I think he went by.
Yep.
And he was very much in the same sort of boat as Machine Gun Kelly, like kind of a rapper, but like was on Warped Tour, I think. And, you know.
Yep. Always in that kind of skirting on the outer fringes of what made Warped Tour Warped Tour. And he also became an actor for a while, I think, like 4 or 5 years. But he's back with a new pop punk band. The pop punk band is called Girlfriends, and they're releasing their self-titled album, Girlfriends, which has some of, if not the sickest album art I have seen all year.
Nice.
I don't know, like, if you've ever, like, put your earbud in upside down in your ear so that the cord goes around your ear.
Yeah, sure.
It's got that and, like, bright red cable, but the cord is going through the outer edge of the person's ear, and it's all, like, piercings and stuff like that, holding it in. It's just, it looks really, really cool. I want to say cool, but it's, like, it makes you notice it, I guess, because I haven't seen an album or like that in a long time.
Yeah.
But I am really excited for these guys. If you kind of imagine, like, California pop punk band, like they've even got a song called California on it. It reminds me a lot of like some of the newer Blink, like if you liked Nine or California, those two new records, you probably really like this. I think it's great. Same thing as Machine Gun Kelly, where the guy knows how to write a hook and he's just kind of bringing hip-hop and pop influences back into like punk music, and I think it's going to be a good album.
Yeah, no, cool. I haven't heard about this. I think you hinted at it maybe the other week or something.
Yeah, I might have
talked about it. And yeah, I mean, you know, with the hype of Machine Gun Kelly, and we really talked about that a lot a couple weeks ago. I don't really want to talk about it anymore. But you know, all the people that are listening to this album, maybe after a few weeks, they're looking for something else. This might float your boat. You know, this might be, you know, kind of, I don't want to say riding the coattails of Machine Gun Kelly, but it might be riding the coattails of Machine Gun Kelly. And we'll see. You know, I haven't checked out the singles yet, but if what you're saying is as described, I think that that's exactly what it's going to do.
Yep. And I don't know. It's one of those weird questions, too, where if the release dates were switched, would Travis Mills be riding, or would Machine Gun Kelly be riding the coattails of Travis Mills? Like, I don't know.
Sure.
Who knows? I mean, I think probably still it would be the other way around just because MGK is bigger, but they're so close stylistically. I think that if you liked that record, you're going to like this record.
Right. Well, there's no, I mean, we're not accusing T Mills of ripping anyone off here. Oh, obviously, he didn't know about the other record when it came out. I'm sure there was some conversations between him and his management and the label, like being like, "Is this a good thing and or a bad thing that this record just made?"
Honestly,
I think it's probably a good. Like thing.
I was checking Instagram and everything like that to like confirm the release date of the album because it's a little bit harder to find. Obviously, it's a new pop punk project, and it's got like 14,000 likes on Instagram now. But like, I found it, and I was just scrolling through Travis Mills' Instagram, and like, he was congratulating MGK, and MGK was writing back, and they seem to be good friends, so or at least acquaintances. So I think there's no bad blood.
There you go. Well, 2023, when we have shows again, someone's gonna have to open up for MGK, right? So
truth.
There you go. All right, what's next, Mike?
So next, another Nashville favorite of mine coming out with some hardcore beatdown.
It's not
Chamber
country
with
music?
Their new. It's not, surprisingly.
Okay. Okay.
But it's Chamber with their new album, Cost of Sacrifice. This is my small band this week that I 100% do not expect Shane to know about.
I don't know. Chamber?
Chamber.
Great name.
I know, right? And especially for like kind of that hardcore beatdown that's really popular right now. Like if you like bands like Boundaries, Knocked Loose's earlier stuff, Sanction, Orthodox, Prison, bands like that, I think you're going to absolutely love this record. I've seen this band on tour multiple times with all those kind of bands. They always kill it in the small rooms. It gets rowdy.
Okay.
I don't really know what to say. I think they're a bit different compared to some of the other beatdown bands where they kind of have fun riff work. So instead of just like a dun, 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 da-da-da, da-da-da, or like, you know, they actually kind of do some play in there and have some fun with like some pinch harmonics, things like that.
Okay.
I think it's a really good band. Oh, there we go.
We never do this, but I can't wait. I have to hear this band.
Which song did you pull up?
Numb.
That's a good one.
Oh, yeah. You know, I've really been into, like, a lot of 90s hardcore lately. Like, some of the old Victory Records, Trustkill, Ferret stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And this actually, like, that opening riff kind of reminded me a little bit of, like, a little bit of 90s throwback.
Oh, yeah. And I really honestly think that the hardcore scene is reviving right now. Not that it ever went away, obviously, but I think
it's sick, Mike. Sorry, I'm cutting you off.
Oh, you're all good. But I think it's getting its kind of like second or third wind at this point. And we're having a lot of young new bands kind of come through and reinvigorate the scene. Counterparts is another one to name one. End, obviously.
I mean, this sounds a lot like Converge. Like this part
right
here.
Yeah, old Converge,
I'm going to just fade this out. But no, yeah, it sounds a little bit like Jane Doe era Converge with like kind of that dissonant guitar with the fast drums. The vocals have a little bit of like a Buried Alive Terror vibe almost. I'm super into this. This is great pick, Mike. Chamber. This is like good hardcore. So yeah, hopefully everybody will get into this band. It bump up their monthly listener count from 21,000 to a little bit higher. So
I hope so. They're absolutely amazing and great dudes too. I've talked to them a couple times out on tour and they're just awesome.
Love it. And not country. Okay. Well, great, great pick. All right, we have two more. What's number two, Mike?
So number two, I've got a band who is also kind of a little controversial, I think, because of some people think they're rising the scene, but they're absolutely blowing up right now, and it's Fever 333 with their new album, Wrong Generation.
Yeah, no, shit. I mean, this had to be there. These guys are the best.
Yeah.
I mean, some of my very good friends from touring back in the day, Jason Butler of Let Live, Stevis of The Chariot, you know, two bands that, you know, I remember we were all on Warped Tour back in, I guess it was 2015, and every day it was like, okay, what time's Let Live playing? What time's The Chariot playing? I want to see, like, what they're going to do today, like, how crazy they're going to go on stage. So to put Jason and Stevis together in one band. I've been a huge fan of Fever since they first dropped, and I feel like you know, they got so big so fast that it was like a little it was a little crazy. Like, I think a lot of people were like, what's going on? Like, this band, they just played their first show in, like, a donut shop parking lot in the back of a truck in L.A., and now, like, Travis Barker's playing drums for them. Like, it was kind of, like,
and they're
wild.
Playing Rock on the Range, like...
Right, and they're all over the radio. They got nominated for a Grammy. I think, like, you know, a lot
out of...
nowhere. What's that?
Just out of nowhere.
Oh,
crazy.
Yeah. I don't know. Sorry, I cut you off, Mike. But, yeah, so it was really, like, wild. And now I think, you know, obviously with the COVID, sadly, you know, there hasn't been any shows, which is totally their strength. And, you know, now things have settled down a little bit and they're giving us this record, which to me is going to be the definitive record of their career, I think. They've done so much already.
Oh, I 100%
but I think
agree.
this is going to be the time. And like the singles have been great.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I've only heard one single to my knowledge, which is Bite Back.
Yeah,
they,
that's a banger though. That song is,
I liked it.
Ripping, like so heavy, you know, and for people that thought, oh, okay, they're trying to be a radio band, not really. Like this is a little, pardon the pun, this will bite you back.
Yeah, and I honestly think like they announced this album 2 weeks ago, so there's not a whole lot of news on what it's gonna sound like. I think with everything going on with the state of the world right now, they almost had to come out with a record because of like what the band stands for, everything like that, all the injustice going on in the world. I think not taking this time to write and put something out would have been a bad decision, but I think this record's going to be really fun. I can't wait to hear it. I can't wait to see it live even more.
Right. No, it'll be fun and you'll also learn some shit. That's
I'm sure
that's what it's all about. No, so happy that they made the list. Fever 333 at the 2 slot. Well, the number one album, as selected by Mr. Mike Howell, we're gonna announce it after this, and we're back, Mike. We're back.
Yeah, there was a little voice crack there, almost.
I know, I did it on purpose, but. Maybe people will think, maybe I shouldn't have said that. Maybe I'll go back and edit it out so people were like, it's so funny. His voice cracked.
Maybe.
What is he, 12?
I mean, pretty much.
Yeah, sometimes I wonder. Sometimes, like, you know when you're doing something and you just know it's so stupid and you just can't help it? And you're like, that I am the definition of immature. That's what I am.
Yeah, like... I'll be playing video games or something like that on a Sunday night, just like relax a little bit from the end of the week. All of a sudden, 11 o'clock rolls around. I'll be like, I'll play one more game. And that's just the most irresponsible thing you can do because all of a sudden it's midnight or 1 a.m. and you have a meeting at 7 a.m. on Monday and you got to get up and rip it. So
I am far past you. That if that's the worst thing that you do, Mike, you are a goddamn saint.
And we'll see what happens.
All right. Well, we've had a great list this week, and I've even found out about a new band I'm really excited about, Chamber in the Three Hole. But what is the number one band, number one album of the week?
So number one album, it's actually just one dude. It's the new album Anti-Icon from, I guess, rap metal kind of up-and-comer Ghostmane. I don't even know if I can say he's an up-and-comer right now. He's kind of a phenomenon.
Yeah.
Heard of this dude, interacted with him at all?
No, I never interacted with him. I've heard a couple of the songs, and I don't know how, but I found them. When I've heard, like, it's to me, it sounds, and I'm not even kidding, exactly like 3-6 Mafia. If you're familiar with, you know, the 90s legends. Kind of like the forefathers of like gangster rap that's a little bit more on the evil sounding side. One of my favorite hip hop bands ever is 3-6 Mafia. Their record When the Smoke Clears is like it's like scary hip hop, like where like you're like these guys actually are going to fucking kill you. That's
not ICP
the vibe
scary, right?
That I get with Ghostmane. Like, but not it's exactly the same. So I'm kind of into it because I love 3-6 Mafia, but I'm a little bit surprised that this is resonating with people so much in 2020 because, you know, this is obviously doing really big numbers.
I agree. Like, the dude's just blowing up from listening to the singles and things like that. I'm excited for it because what it reminds me of is it's almost kind of like The Prodigy, which is a band that I absolutely love. I've always loved since the day I found them. And kind of a mixture of the new Code Orange sound, if you listen to that album this year. With like the super electronic influenced industrial and just these banging drum beats and heavy out of nowhere. I also love Ghostmane because he has a black metal side project, which is just absolutely crazy for someone in the hip hop scene to have.
Yeah.
I think this dude is just multi-talented. He can play a lot of instruments. And I think that this album is going to be, I don't even want to say it's a niche pick. I think it's going to be one of the best, like, kind of hip hop albums this year, at least for me personally.
Yeah.
Probably because it has those tones of, like, I guess metal in our scene.
No, absolutely. And I can't, you know, I'm saying it sounds exactly like 3-6 Mafia. I've heard like literally three songs, so I don't know if they're older. Mm-hmm. I don't know, you know, what he's doing now, you know, especially with music these days. It seems like, you know, and I hate to talk about Machine Gun Kelly, but, you know, I called him the most confusing artist of all time because he's jumping around. Maybe this artist is also, you know, super confusing mm-hmm. in some ways. I see a lot of dark imagery, and I see, you know, a lot of releases, and I see a lot of big numbers. So
yep.
I will definitely listen to this album and tell you what I think next week, Mike.
Normally, I think hip hop and those kind of things, stealing kind of like metal fonts, I'm not even going to say stealing, using metal fonts and things like that is a little cringy. Ghostmane gets a pass.
Yes. Like, yes. No,
that's where I'm at with him.
Yeah, I haven't heard, the songs I've heard, I didn't hear any like real guitar heavy like Code Orange vibes at all. So I'm excited to hear, you know, if this new record will have that. What's it called, Mike?
The new record's called Anti Icon.
Anti Icon. Okay.
Maybe Anti Icon. I don't know.
Is one it of those anti or anti? I think you can say it either way. It's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Unless you're talking about anti-flag.
Yeah, can you say, well, I always said anti-flag, and then everybody told me I was wrong, and it was anti-flag. So then I started saying it anti-flag, which I always thought was funny, like, oh, my dad's sister, she's really nice, anti-flag. And that's like, well, we say aunt, and maybe that's weird too, because in America, you guys say aunt. Right? Yeah. You always say, oh, my aunt.
Yep.
We say aunt in Canada, like an aunt, like a little critter. Which, we always say aunt.
Which I think that's kind of a regional thing, too, because we say aunt here in Michigan.
Oh, you
but
do.
Obviously, we are super close to Canada as well, so we kind of have the northern Midwestern dialect.
Right. But, and you call it pop, too.
Yeah.
Not so.
Whereas, bad. Like, I've been other places in the country with different family and things like that, and I've heard the various pronunciations. So yes. I think it just kind of depends.
Yes. But no, but I mean, when you see I don't even know how to say it. When you see the band on stage, they get up there mm-hmm. and say, "We are anti-flag from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania." That's what they do. And to me, that sounds like anti-flag. Yeah. So
I don't know. Maybe I think it'd be hard to yell anti-flag while you're like yelling too. Like, we are anti-flag. Like, that just sounds way worse.
Yes, yes, it does. Well, I don't know. Regardless, it could be anti-icon, anti-icon. Anti-icon is a little bit of a clusterfuck to say too. So,
yeah.
Ghostmane.
It's going to be a good record.
Ghostmane. There you go. How old is this guy? Where's he from? I want to know everything.
He's from Florida. I think he's still in his 20s. I think he's like 28 or 29, mm-hmm. I saw. So, like, pretty close to my age. I think everything that he's doing is really cool, though. Like, I forget the name of his black metal project, but that stuff's actually some of the best black metal that I've heard all year, too. He released an EP
out
on SoundCloud a couple months ago. I think just overall, he's a super talented dude. Can't wait for this record.
Cool. Okay, well, there you have it. There's the top five. We'll do a quick recap, and then we'll get into some other stuff coming out this week. Let's start it at number five.
So number five, we've got the new album Moral Panic from Nothing But Thieves.
Number four.
Number four, we've got the new album Girlfriends by Girlfriends.
Number three.
Number three, we've got the new album Cost of Sacrifice by Chamber.
My favorite so far. And number two?
We've got the new album Wrong Generation from Fever 333.
And the number one record of the week is Ghost Maine with Anti or Anti Icon. All right.
Exactly.
What else coming out? Any singles? Anything else? Honorable mention?
So obviously, again, honorable mention, the new I Don't Know How record's coming out. Me and Shane will probably talk about that one next week as well. We already talked about it last episode. If you missed it and want to hear about it, go listen to that. Mm-hmm. I'm super excited for it still. We've kind of got to talk about this because we've been talking a lot lately about bands who are changing their sound like crazy.
Yeah.
Hands Like Houses is putting out a new EP.
I am shocked it didn't make the top.
Well, it would if they were metalcore still, but here we are.
Oh, okay. So, I mean, they're obviously great friends of mine, band we've toured with a lot. And I think I saw a press release, but I want to say it was like a couple months ago. I knew they had some new stuff coming, but I didn't know it was coming out this soon. That's exciting.
Yeah, they've put out about three of the five or six songs so far. They've fixed the progression from their old sound to their new sound. I think on their last album, Anon, it just didn't really hit with me.
Mm-hmm.
This EP, I like the songs a bit more. They kind of fit in that same vibe as that Nothing But Thieves, where it's kind of like alternative, like indie almost. I think at some points the songs that they write can get a little bit repetitive. And overall, I think there were just more fun things that could have gone in the top five over them. So that's where we're at this week. It's still going to probably be a good EP if you're still into their sound. I'm still going to listen to it, obviously, because I used to love the band, and hopefully I can rekindle that again.
Well, yeah, I mean, I always think they're just super talented band, kind of in all aspects, really. And I really thought that they, you know, back when they came out, and I remember, you know, their album, what was it? The one that came out like around 2013, Unimagine, I think it was called.
Yeah.
That album.
I absolutely love that album.
That album was a game changer. I mean, when you think about what they were doing with some of the spatial guitar effects and stuff, like a lot of bands hadn't done that before. So I always feel like they're a bit ahead of the game. You know, maybe they're figuring it out before everybody else. So maybe we're just not ready for it yet, Mike.
Yeah, I mean, maybe not, but we'll see what happens. God. I'm looking back at their discography now, and I absolutely love those first three albums, and then all of a sudden just stops working for me.
Well,
hopefully it starts again.
I hope so, too. Anything else?
Yeah, we've got a ton of awesome singles to talk about this week, and I've managed to narrow it down to four for us. One of my favorite up-and-coming bands out of the UK, we've got a new single from Holding Absence.
Mm-hmm.
It came out today, actually. And it is probably my favorite song I've ever heard from the band. A band that we're going to talk about in a little bit, they used to sound a lot like Architects, and for some odd reason, they have both released singles this week and diverged in completely opposite directions. Architects is going for that kind of radio heavy, and Holding Absence is kind of going towards an even lighter radio kind of sound, which, I don't know, the way that they wrote this song is just absolutely perfect, and I really highly suggest checking it out.
Okay.
Going off of that, Architects released a new song, probably the poster child of the metalcore subreddit. I think that they are changing their sound. Holy Hell was kind of a remembrance record.
Yeah.
His name is absolutely escaping me right now, and I feel so bad for it. I want to say his... the guitarist who passed away, I want to say his name was Tom.
Yeah, Tom.
But so he passed away, and Holy Hell was kind of like the last works of Tom being included in the record. Sam Carter, the vocalist, has talked about how he wanted to change the sound of the band for a while. Anyways, I know I personally was kind of getting tired with the sound that they had. It had lasted about four albums at this point. And they put this out, and it's not super technical riffing. It's just kind of a fun, almost industrial riff, all clean singing over it. I think Sam's got an amazing singing voice on top of his screams, and I think that if they can manage to incorporate kind of a 50-50 blend on this album, it'll be absolutely great.
Absolutely. No, I have so many opinions and I love the band, but I think I'm going to wait until the record is coming out. Although, mm-hmm. isn't it not coming out until like February?
February.
That's a long wait.
This is, I don't know what it is with UK bands. UK bands stop doing this. You put out a single. While She Sleeps, Architects, and Holding Absence, you all three did this week. Well, While She Sleeps was Friday. You put out a single. You don't have your album coming out until, in Architects' case, February, or Holding Absence and While She Sleeps' case, April.
That's, oh, man.
4 to 6 months out. Who does this?
Well, I get it now, though, with the climate, and, you know, maybe the artists think that by then, maybe they'll be able to play some shows. Mm-hmm. So I get it, but hey, I'm not holding my breath. That's for sure.
I'm not either. And I mean, it's just such a crazy amount of time. Like, if you're gonna tour on it when the album is fresh, why not just hold on to the singles and stop teasing me? But I guess you also don't want to start putting out the singles during like the holidays and things like that, at least. Or like right after the holidays. I know January is kind of a dead end period for a lot of artists. So
yeah. Well, I
don't know.
I don't know. But regardless, we have a new Architects record coming out. That's exciting, and some things, singles to hold us over is also good. Mm-hmm. Is that all four? Did you have a couple more?
No, I got two more.
Yes.
Obviously two of my favorite bands on the scene. Bring Me the Horizon is putting out a new single tomorrow on Thursday.
There you go.
For their upcoming release next week. I am 100% sure we are going to talk about this album next week.
Yeah.
Kind of threw a wrench. It was supposed to be like Moth to Flames number one next week, but here comes Bring Me. And then one of the kind of coolest artists on my list this week, and this is probably going to spur another conversation, is Bill Murray just put out a new single.
Oh, yeah.
For those who don't know, Bill Murray is Johnny Frank's solo project from Attack Attack.
Yes, but don't let that sway you from listening to it.
Yes.
It doesn't sound anything like Attack Attack.
Literally nothing. It's so weird and hard to describe. It's like ambient post-hardcore country meme core music. I don't know.
it's like, even that is a kind of a bad description. Like,
yeah.
And I don't want to say I got in on the ground floor on this, because he'd already put out like fucking 7 EPs, because he's putting out music mm-hmm. all the time. But you know, when I kind of, you know, before he started getting popular, I'd listen to this stuff, and when you take away the imagery and the memes and the ridiculousness of him and his mm-hmm. personality, and you just listen to the songs, they're just good songs. Like, really, really
up.
Good hit hooks, really well recorded, great lyricism. Like, there's a real great vibe. And that to me is what it is. But then, of course, the mm-hmm. band is called Bill Murray. We'll spell it for people that don't know. It's B-I-L-M-U-R-I. So yep. It's kind of like, it kind of, if you don't sound it out in your head, you might not really realize that it's Bill Murray, like the actor.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's great. I love everything that he's done, pretty much.
Oh yeah.
And I'm sure, like, this will be no exception.
All the song titles are perfectly memes.
Yeah.
Like, this one is absolutely cranking my MFN hog. And like, he also has these like fun things too, where he gets these random samples, like on his last album. Like, I forget what exactly there was. I think there was like a Star Wars one in there. And on this song, there's a reference or the sample from the video game Portal, if anybody's familiar with that. And like, if you remember from the old Taco Bell commercials, the like bell that rang at the end, like the actual bell, he ends the song with that. And it's just absolutely ridiculous. Like, I think Bill Murray is probably one of the golden children of our scene right now and needs to be protected at all costs because of everything that he's doing.
Yes.
If you haven't checked out this band yet, I don't know what you're doing. You might check it out and hate it. Like, a song I highly recommend.
I don't think anyone's going to hate it. No way.
I think it's impossible to hate. Like, I think the song that I suggest everybody to check out first is Thick Thickly featuring Caleb from Beartooth. absolutely great. A meme on Stick Stickley, obviously the most popular Attack Attack song.
Yep.
And real quick, how do you feel about Attack Attack coming back? Are you here for it or are you not?
Well, yeah, that's something to bring up. I didn't really ever listen to Attack Attack, to be completely honest with you.
Okay.
I knew they existed. I knew they didn't have a great, you know, reputation. Mm-hmm. You know, they were, it was kind of like for the younger generation. I saw the Crabcore memes, you know, the video and all that, right? And
yep.
For me, I kind of rolled my eyes. So, and that's just me being honest. Obviously, later mm-hmm. on, I met Caleb, you know, from when he was in Beartooth, and I love Beartooth, and they're some of my best friends. So, you know, I ended up listening to Attack Attack, like, more recently, and I didn't think the band was as bad as kind of everyone made them out to be.
100% not.
So, you know, and I know a lot of people like your age and stuff, because you kind of grew up on it, and it was one of the mm-hmm. like a lot of people kind of, it was like their first foray, you know, into the scene.
Into metalcore.
Right. So I know for a lot of people it means a lot to them. That being said, you know, without Caleb and Johnny being involved, I think that obviously leaves a lot to be desired. And not to say this won't be good, and not to say that the other members aren't going to put together something that the fans of the band like. I just don't know if putting it together without, two of the very, very key members
exactly.
that also have gone on to do some really, really, really great stuff, probably because they're really talented, to mm-hmm. leave them, you know, off and still call it Attack Attack. I'm not sure if that's... if I'm really here for that, but you know, hey,
exactly. And
maybe they'll make something incredible.
Yeah. And I mean, I think I would have liked a name change or at least something like that and been like, hey, there's a couple guys and we're kind of going to be doing the spirit of Attack Attack. And I'd have been like, okay, that's different. Or like if they made a meme name out of like an old Attack Attack song name, like if they called themselves Ashley's Here or something like that, like that would have been cool. But as somebody who, I used to be a hardcore into thrash kid, like Metallica, Exodus, and everything like that mm-hmm. was my shit.
Sure.
And then I found like some of the more modern metal, like All That Remains and things like that. But then I didn't really kind of find my stride in the scene until that era of crabcore, like Stand Up and Scream, Asking Alexandria, Someday Came Suddenly, Attack Attack, Giving by Abandon All Ships, Plant a Seed by WeCar, like that super heavy EDM focused metalcore just really vibed with me. And am I gonna listen to this new Attack Attack and check it out and see what's up in case something happens and it is a gem? Yeah, 100%.
yes, 100%. I was like, the answer is gonna be yes to this, right?
Yeah,
like, yes, you are.
I'm gonna check it out. I listen to everything that I put on my list and things like that. Am I super excited for it and I'm hanging on the edge of my seat? I don't think so.
Right.
Which, supposedly from social media, they've got something for us this Friday. I don't know what that is. If it's like a teaser or an announcement of some kind or a single. Who knows? We'll see what it is. Wing it, right?
Right. Right. Okay. All right. Well, there's some extra stuff. I'll point out a couple records that I know is coming out that maybe you didn't mm-hmm. touch on, Mike. There's a new EP from Pup, Toronto's Finest.
Oh, yeah, there is. You're right.
It's not 100% new, but it has some new songs on it that should definitely be checked out. It's some sessions from their last album.
Awesome. And kind of like B-sides then?
Yeah, exactly. And okay, cool. There's also a new reimagined album from the Bouncing Souls, which is kind of cool too, to kind of hear what they're going to do with some of their classics, which mm-hmm. you know, we've talked a little bit about the Silverstein Redux series, which is still available pre-order at silversteinstore.com. a little cheap plug there, but you know, for a band like Bouncing Souls, who are obviously legends, you know, they've been a band for like 30 mm-hmm. years plus, and you know, for them to do this I think is really cool. That just goes to show you, if the Bouncing Souls are willing to do this, then any band should get off their fucking high horse and go back in the studio, and why not? Why not, you know, make some cool music? So, yeah, I'm excited for both those records.
Yeah, those will be fun too. Thanks for bringing them up.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we did it, Mike.
Something like that.
We did it, Mike. Well, we got a few more minutes. What's going on? You okay? You all right? You said you're not having a great week. You want to talk about it?
Yeah, I mean, just kind of, I don't know. Sometimes your just week isn't going as you expect. I don't know if I've been a little swamped with work or what it is, but just not vibing as hard as normal, which, I mean, it happens. It's okay. Life is an ebbing and flowing thing, right?
Yeah. Well, I like you got some positivity in there. It's also been shit weather. Remember?
It really has.
I felt like every time we were talking over the first, 10 episodes or whatever, we've always been like, it's a beautiful day in Michigan. And just for people that don't know, me and Mike, we live in different countries, but we live like, I don't know what would take me to drive to you, like a half an hour maybe if I could cross the border.
So we have
the same weather.
Easy. Yeah, and I don't know. I think we have been absolutely lucky with our early kind of August, September weather. Now is about the time of year where it starts getting pretty crap for a long time.
Yep.
And
yep.
Seasonal depression is a real thing. You don't see the sun here in Michigan for 3 months.
Like, longer than I think that.
It's like 5 or 6 months, but like three of those months where it's like where it's the center of winter, I think you see the sun like 17% or less of the time that it's actually available to be seen. And there's something real depressing about that.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Especially when you
it should be better with working from home too, because you can at least go out and like whenever there is a little sun, get some. But
that's true. That's true. Although I mean, everybody's working from home now and like that's great and all. But I do think that it's good for, the mind and the body, to get outside and get some vitamin D, even if it's just on your work commute, even if it's just going outside or whatever. And I think a lot of people that are going to be working from home through the winter, they're probably going to find themselves, I haven't left my house like all week. Like literally I haven't gone outside. And I don't think that
that's
very good.
It is a completely different beast. Like I worked from home a lot before this, and it is just absolutely crazy different doing it in the winter. And not even having that human interaction of actually being in an office too. Like I know a bunch of people are probably used to that by now at least, and good with Skype and Zoom or whatever you're using and hanging out with friends, but during the winter it's just always harder. I don't know.
Well,
but hopefully we'll have some good music to get us through that though.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And if you need to get out of your house and get a little fresh air, why not vote? Why not vote while you're at it, right?
Go vote.
Especially if you live in Michigan or Pennsylvania or Ohio.
If you live in Michigan. Only a 10,000 vote difference in Michigan last election.
Yeah, go out, vote. If you, however you feel, cast your ballot. It's important this time. It's important every time, but I think this time, without a doubt, it's important. It even affects me in Canada.
It affects us all.
Yep. All right, Mike. Well, on that note, let's sign off. And thanks again for a great list.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Shane. As always, man. If anybody wants to see the full list, make sure you follow me at Slappy Slam on Instagram. I put out everything that I know of coming out every week on my story.
Wonderful.
Check it out.
Wonderful. All right, Mike. Talk to you later.
See ya.
All this new shit, got a new whip. Got some new ice, that's some new drip. Got rid of my old trash, got a new bitch. All this new shit, yeah. All this new shit, yeah. All this new shit. Got a new whip, that's some new ice, that's some new drip, yeah. Got rid of my old trash, got a new bitch. All this new shit, yeah. All this new shit.